over the middle, going to be well overthrown. Intended for Ryan Maurer. Incomplete, 16 seconds to play in this one. Well, it's pretty safe to say, Jason, you and I will next Friday or Saturday, depending on how it goes. We'll be over in Ubley to see the Bearcats play in their first-round playoff game at home. The opponent yet to be determined. You can hear all of that on Cruise 102 FM starting at 6:45 Sunday night. The pairings will be announced shortly after 7 o'clock.
And the Bearcats locked up in a pretty good battle with the North Huron Warriors tonight, so right now.
Yeah, Brian Dukoski, the ball carrier. Dukoski at the 30, at the 25, taken out of bounds. Near the 20 with 9 seconds to go.
Well, Harbor Beach, they need a touchdown on this play. I mean, there's really no getting around it here. They need a touchdown on this play and an onside kick and then a Hail Mary to the end zone there. That's really Harbor Beach's only way to win this game.
They will spot it officially at the 22-yard line. So they'll split two receivers wide in each direction again. Sorensen from the shotgun. Looking to the end zone. Pass incomplete. Intent out there for number 8, Tyler Krueger. Almost had a shot at it there, Jason, but just overthrown.
Yeah, a pretty good ball thrown by Sorensen there, but good coverage on the outside. USA had that one pretty well covered. Dan Reich on the coverage, the main man in coverage for USA.
2 seconds left in this one. Update from a game outside the area from the desk of Paul P. Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune. Millington 14, Lakeville 12. Just a little bit out of the area, but we'll pass it along. Final play of the football game. Into the end zone, pass incomplete, intended for Ginther. That is it from Harbor Beach High School. 30-20, the Patriots win the football game. We will take a break, come back here, wrap things up from Harbor Beach High School. Again, the Patriots go to 5-4 on the season. The Pirates will drop to 4-5. USA 30, Harbor Beach 20. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our great sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. I'm Terry Brown saying thanks for being a good citizen and building a better future for our children.
Paid for by the committee to elect Terry Brown.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. Not just words, but a promise to you. The independent agents representing Auto Owners Insurance help keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For all your insurance needs, call Alber Insurance Agency in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
Hi, this is Bill from Great Lakes Bay Renewable Energy. Solar electricity is no longer the energy of the future, it's the energy of today. We're making it truly affordable, and in the DTE service area, it's free. How much is your electric bill? What if you could reduce or even eliminate it? You can really do it. The solar energy system is UL approved and has a 25-year life. Now you can harness the power of the sun with our lightweight system that can convert the sun's power into current to run everything in your home. Start saving the minute the Great Lakes Bay solar system is installed in your home. We make it easy. As professional installers, we take care of everything. All you do is call. Discover how much you can save on your electric bill, and the government will help you pay for it. 989-684-2587 and zap your electric bill with a Great Lakes Bay Renewable Energy solar system.
Welcome back here to Harbor Beach High School. 30-20, the final score. The USA Patriots moved 5-4 on the season, finish up the season at 5-4, and the Pirates will finish the season at 4-5. And Jason, as we talked about in the open, two programs heading in the right direction. One team was going to finish above 500, the other one not, but both of them headed in the right direction nonetheless.
Yeah, I think, you know, overall a pretty successful season for both of these programs. I think they might, in the immediate, you know, future, in the next few days, they might look back and, you know, both see that they're off to a 3-1 start and think about what may have been, but you can't really look at that. They both played a pretty tough schedule too. I mean, like I said, they both took on USA, or I'm sorry, Ubley and Reese, two of the better programs in this area, and those are games there that looking back, they're not going to have too many regrets there. They did the best they could in those contests there, but you know, there's just certain plays in games and over the course of a season where a play here, a play there. And, you know, maybe one of these teams or both of them are looking at, going to the playoffs next week, but not the case for Harbor Beach and the USA, like we talked about earlier. A slim chance, unlikely, I would say, but you never know. The way things shake out tonight across the state, I mean, it's not any game in this area here. It might be a game up in the Upper Peninsula somewhere up by Marquette or something, you know, that might have a bearing on what happens with USA, so I guess they'll be watching and listening on Sunday night to find out their fate here. But overall, I think especially for USA to have a winning record after last year, they got off to a terrible start last year. But by mid-season, I think Coach Beagle in his first year last year got things figured out, and it carried over to this year and a fine year for the USA Patriots and for Harbor Beach. Like I said, they got off to a nice start there, ran into a couple of tough teams. Playing Ubley and Marlette along the way there, some tough losses, and just came up a little bit short this year as far as a winning record and playoffs.
Well, speaking of the playoffs, nice segue, we will have our Sunday selection show on Cruise 102 FM. That's starting right after the 6:30 newscast on Sunday night. Eddie Fury will be the host. Paul Adams and I will be alongside as well for the journey, and we'll announce the playoff pairings live right here on Cruise 102 FM. And you can also catch it on Fox Sports Detroit if you're sitting near a TV on Sunday night. And then, of course, Jason, you and I will be down in Ubley for the first round of the playoffs next weekend, be it Friday or Saturday, against the opponent to be determined. So, our season moves along, even though two fine football programs end their season here tonight.
Yeah, and that's kind of how, you know, that's the nature of the beast, basically. You know, it's... And now we're into the point where it's win and go home, and it's for real now. The playoffs start, and this Ubley team, they've experienced great success over the past couple of seasons. You know, a 25-2 mark over the past two seasons, 9-0 to start this season. Well, 8-0 anyway. I know they're still in action against North Huron right now, but for the Ubley Bearcats, you know, the second season begins for them. So a lot to look forward to if you're a Bearcat fan.
Time for us to get out of here for week number 9. Again, the final score, USA 30, Harbor Beach 20. We'll be back next weekend for more high school football playoffs. We'll be in Ubley. We'll see the Ubley Bearcats against an opponent to be determined. So join us on Sunday night, 6:45, for the selection show special. Eddie Fury in the studio. Paul Adams will be there as well. And I'll be chipping in by way of telephone for the selection show special on Sunday night. So join us then. For Jason Partick, I'm Rick Glaza. We'll send it back to the studios of Cruise 102 FM for more music and information. And for final scores throughout the night, tune in to Cruise 102 FM. For us here in the booth, we say goodnight. We'll see you next weekend.